Hello friends, welcome to today's episode on Musical Epics with Shari. I am your host, Sharon Boduwa Bodu. You can call me Shari if you love what I do. Today's episode seeks to give us a deeper understanding on this month's theme from a musical perspective. Get ready as we dive into today's song. Hello friends, welcome once again to Musical Epics with Shari. I am very appreciative of the fact that you took some time off of your schedule to listen to my podcast. First of all, I want to say a very big thank you to all of you. You have been supporting me ever since I released my trailer, and your feedback and your comments and your love means so much to me. I am very, very grateful to all of you. On today's episode, I get to discuss a song that has become one of my very, very favorites this year. In this month of October, our theme is perspective. Now, for the benefit of those who haven't seen my Instagram or Facebook theme post yet, I am going to explain the whole concept of the theme. So, every month, a theme will be chosen, and the songs that will be discussed that month will be based on the theme. So at the end of the month, we will all have a deeper understanding on the theme from a musical perspective and also get to add 4 more songs to our playlist. This promises to be so much fun, and I am so excited that I get to do this with all of you. Don't forget that you can suggest your personal favorite songs anytime. Just follow me on Instagram at shari_boedu and send me a DM. Or better still, you can just add them as comments under an episode or theme post. Great. Now, I want to issue a disclaimer. I do not claim any rights whatsoever on this song or its lyrical contents. Whatever that I say here is mainly for promotional and inspirational purposes. Now that we have all of that out of the way, let's start on today's song, shall we? The song under discussion today is one of the many amazing songs from Maverick City Music. I didn't know about this group of amazing singers until just a few months ago. When I discovered Maverick City Music, the pandemic was at its peak and everything had been shut down. Honestly, during that period, I feel like everything was closing in on me. I had lost my identity in an attempt to keep myself busy. So when everything came to an abrupt end, I could not recognize myself. It was at this point that I stumbled upon Promises, one of the hottest hits from Maverick City Music. Their authenticity, diversity, and devotion opened me up to a new and better way of life. Their influence on my life was the biggest contributing factor in my decision to start this podcast with their song. We will be discussing a lot more of their songs in subsequent episodes, so you can drop your favorite songs in the comment section under my IG post. If you don't know Maverick City Music yet, you should really check them out on YouTube. I'm sure they are going to bless your life like they did mine. Now, diving right in. The title of today's song is The Story I'll Tell by Maverick City Music featuring Naomi Rain. This song was written by Naomi Rain, Alton Eugene, and Benji Cohort. I really hope I got their names correct. It is part of the Maverick City Music Volume 3 Part 2 collections. Not only is this song super amazing because Naomi is such an amazing singer, but also because the song is very relevant in our current situation. And by that, I mean the situation that COVID-19 has put us all in. And to be honest, not only COVID, but also it looks like the world has been plunged into some sort of darkness, to the extent that it is impossible to go through a day without hearing some sort of bad news. From Black Lives Matter to end SARS, nowhere is safe anymore. Not the physical world and definitely not social media. The first 5 lines of verse 1 in this song captures this situation so well. The line says, and I quote, "The hour is dark and it's hard to see what you are doing here in the ruins and where this will lead." If these lyrics don't describe these past few months, I don't know what else does. It's really impossible to wrap our minds around how this pandemic broke out and every other social, economic, and political issue related to it. And the funny thing with all of this is that with all our technological advancements, no one was able to predict this happening. I've asked myself on countless occasions the purpose of this pandemic and why it had to happen in 2020. For most of us, this year was supposed to be the breakthrough year, you know? The year we get married or graduate from school, or start a business, or achieve whatever dream we had. And suddenly, out of nowhere, this pandemic became an obstacle. And quite frankly, most of us don't see anything good coming out of this situation. It does look like it's all downhill from here. My dear, you are not alone in this. And I'm sure a lot more people feel the same way too. I know for a fact Naomi and the Maverick City crew feels the same way too, because she captures it so well in the second and the third lines of verse 1. So it's okay to admit that you are stuck and that you don't see a way forward as long as you don't just leave it there. Stay with me. After Naomi admitted how frustrating the situation is in the first 5 lines of verse 1, she takes it a step further by acknowledging the fact that God knows and God is present. She talks about that in the other part of verse 1, which generally says that there will be a point in your life where you would look back on this period, on this pandemic, on 2020, and you will see the hand of the Lord on it and know that He never went back on His promises for your life. My dear, if this doesn't give you hope, I don't know what will. However, I have to admit that sometimes it's very difficult to see God in the middle of hardships. In the heat of the moment, it sometimes feels and looks like God has left you. But once you get out of it and you come out stronger, wiser, braver, and victorious, then you begin to understand how God used the situation to build you up. We cannot escape troubles in this world, but I believe the Bible says all things work together for good for those who love the Lord and are called according to His purpose. The second verse also describes this same situation in different words. Have you ever been in a situation where you are in between a rock and a hard place? Like, to the best of your ability, whatever you decide to do or whichever way you decide to go, it doesn't end well for you. That's what it means when options are few. The point where you don't know what to do and you also don't know what God wants you to do. It's a very, very tricky place to be. There are a few times where you might be tempted to look for another option besides God. Don't do it, sis. Bro, don't do it. Because there is nothing, absolutely nothing in this world that is better besides God. It might feel right and good in the moment, but trust me, it is only temporary. The man literally owns everything under the sun. Don't you think it's much better to choose him and stick to him? I know sometimes it feels like the walls are closing in on you and you have very little space to move, but I need you to hear me say this. That is where God does His best work. He specializes in our weakness, and it is in those situations that God proves that He's the one who comes through for you. And that is what Naomi sings about in the last part of verse 2. Let me ask you something. Has God ever come through for you? The time where you needed money for bills, for food, or whatever, and out of nowhere you had it. The time where you got really, really sick and you thought you weren't going to make it, but you did. The time you lost a loved one and you thought you weren't going to make it alone, but you did and ended up with more loved ones. The time you thought you won't be able to make it through school and you did. The time you thought your family won't make it, but you guys are still moving forward strong. Those times are your testimonies. And I pray you don't forget them. I pray they don't become too familiar that they lose their essence and their power. A life filled with positivity is built on the little instances. So maybe it's not about the big things, but the things that we call little things. Like waking up in spite of your sickness or your weakness or your obstacles. Or seeing your family grow and just breathing. Those are your testimonies, your story. And I believe the Bible says we overcome by the blood and the power of our testimonies. And that brings me to my major question in the title of today's podcast. What is your story? What is the story you've been telling yourself about yourself? The beauty in your story is that you have the power to change it. You have the right to choose how you tell your story, and it all depends on your perspective. The good thing is we control our perspective. Our circumstances do not define or shape us. It is how we respond and act that defines us. If your perspective is distorted, twisted, unfocused, and full of shame, that is how your story is going to be. However, if your perspective is full of faith, hopeful, and centered on the goodness of God, that's how your story is going to be. See, obstacles and opportunities look the same depending on who is on your side. Think about it. This pandemic didn't happen against us. It happened to challenge us to move out of our comfort zones and to grow. I must admit, bad things happened. People died. Businesses were lost. And a lot more bad things. But there are some things we cannot control. And getting a positive perspective is not always easy. Which means we need to admit the fact that we can't control these things sooner, because the sooner we do that, the quicker we can lean in into thinking about what we can do about it. So no matter what phase of life we are in now, we should choose to believe that in some years to come, the hardships today would be our testimonies. Let's just learn to allow God to do what He does best instead of us trying to do what we can't even do. And being positive doesn't mean staying happy all the time. Mourn the pain, then get up and make something good come out of it. Now, I'm guessing that right now you are thinking, Shari, how do I change my perspective? Let me help you with that question. 1. Acknowledge what happened and accept what you can't change. Denial won't take you anywhere. 2. Abandon the past. This is the no shame and the no blame phase. If what happened is your fault, forgive yourself. If it wasn't, don't blame anyone. The last part, which is the fun part, is called action. Get help if you need to. Therapy really helps. And then surrender to your voice and share your story so that other people can learn from it. Remember that things are not what they are. They are what we think they are. I just want you all to see how important your perspective is. God cannot work with you if you are always looking on the bad side. He needs a heart posture that is right, hopeful, and grateful. The fight would come. The heat will be turned up, and obstacles will be big. But if we keep the right perspective, like Naomi Rain and the Maverick City crew, we will testify about the battles we won, how God was our sufficiency and our provider in the midst of luck, and how God brought us through. The only response we will have to His faithfulness is to sing praises to His name. I know it hurts and is difficult, but you will be doing yourself more harm than good if you continue to wallow in misery. Don't stay down forever. Get up. Change your perspective and your story will change. I hope this commentary gave you a deeper meaning and inspiration into the song. Listen to it again and let it sink in. If you haven't listened to the song yet, what are you still doing here? Go get it. The song is "The Story I'll Tell" by Maverick City Music featuring Naomi Rain. Enjoy. Thank you so much for listening to today's episode. I hope this commentary made this song a lot more relatable and allowed you to tell your own story. If you were inspired by this, kindly share with your friends and your family, and don't forget to leave a comment. Follow me on Instagram at Shari_Boidu. Be sure to like this episode and subscribe to my podcast. Till next time, be safe, be happy, and be you. Love you loads.